Dodgers are in Arizona. Rich Hill did not give up a run until the 10th inning in his last start, but on Tuesday, A.J. Pollock would touch him up in the first.
1-0. Pollock with a fly ball to left field. Well hit. Granderson going back, and it's gone. A home run. A.J. Pollock, his 8th home run of the year. The 15th surrendered by Hill, and Arizona takes a quick 2-0 lead. The 2-1 to Puig. Whoa! Is that clock to center field? That one may never going to come back. Oh, what a shot by Puig! Whoa! Here you have those balconies in left center and right center, and that must have gone 20 feet beyond the left balcony. It's still going. What a shot!
Well, it's 407 feet to straightaway center field, and then the yellow stripe in the batter's eye is about 22 feet above ground level. That one was about 2 miles above ground level.
Here's 2-1. Fly ball well hit to left. Granderson's going back. All he can do is look at it as it leaves the yard. Paul Goldschmidt, his 32nd home run of the year. It is now 7-4 Arizona. Two balls, two strikes, two out. A run in the eighth. Arizona leading at 7-5. Now the pitch from Bradley to Forsythe. Swung on and missed strike three. That will end the inning. Rodney said, here's the pitch. Ground ball slowly hit to third. In comes Lamb. Tries to make a barehanded play and cannot. Taylor is safe at first. Utley comes in to score. It's a one-run game. 7-6. Arizona's lead is down to 1. 3-2 to Grandal. Here's the pitch. Breaks his bat, grounded slowly to third. Lamb picks it up, throws to first, and the Diamondbacks hang on and win it by a score of 7-6.
Fernando Rodney works into and out of trouble. 7-6 Diamondbacks is your final. The Diamondbacks have now won 5 straight games, and the Dodgers are now on a 3-game losing streak, which ties their longest of the year. After allowing 5 runs in the very first inning on Tuesday, the Dodgers' 9th inning rally falls just short. LA is now 91-39 for the year. Here's the manager, Dave Roberts.
That just wasn't sharp. I think all of the hits, it seems like, the slug was given up on the breaking ball. It was up. Just didn't have that finish that it typically does, and took a ball off the hip right there. So I'm sure with the drive leg, you know, led into something as far as, you know, just executing pitches. But yeah, they got him early, and you know, it was good to see Richie go out there and give us 3 innings and compete. And you know, unfortunately, that 2-out situation with Peralta, man on first base, you know, give up a triple to the left-hander. That was a big run right there too.
He did settle down a bit. Was he on a shorter leash just because of, was it a pitch count, or just you could tell early on? He just didn't
no,
have
it,
stuff?
It wasn't a pitch count. It was more of, I thought they were taking a lot of good swings off him, and even the outs were hard.
Yeah.
And after taking a ball off the hip, I just felt that, you know, he was favoring a little bit, and I thought that, you know, I just kept a watchful eye on him, and you know, where he was at, gave him that last run, and felt that was enough.
This was a battle, but you guys had a shot there at the end. Can you just speak to, again, the comeback and never give up?
It was a battle, and you know, we got put behind the 8-ball there tonight. Godley's really pitched us tough. He really has, and for us to get to him showed good signs and got to their bullpen, and you know, we had the winning run at first base, mm-hmm. so we had a chance.
It is amazing, isn't it, how a guy can be so good one day and then the next time out not be able to find it?
It's that's the tough thing about this game. You know, you never know, and that's why you play. And Richie's had a very good season for us, and today just wasn't you know, a good day for him.
He's resilient, though, don't you think?
He is. He's very resilient, very tough, and I know that, you know, his next turn he'll be ready to go and put up some zeros.
You guys haven't lost 3 straight since June 4th to the 6th. I mean, is that even surprising?
It is. I thought that the bats to come alive tonight was a good thing. Mm-hmm. And outside of that first inning, I thought we played a very good baseball game. So we've run into some good pitching, and, you know, the bats sort of went silent for a little bit, but I think they're back, and it's a long season. We played very good baseball for a long time, and I'm sure that we'll get on track again.
That's encouraging. You mentioned the bats. Cody coming back tomorrow.
It is. Cody hit a homer tonight. Sack fly, so he'll be back in lineup tomorrow. And to get Yasmani going again, Yasiel really, since the second half, has been doing some things. CT, and I thought JT tonight looked a lot better in the batter's box. So I think that even though, you know, there was a loss there, there was certainly some encouraging things on the offensive side.
The hip was... It's just a contusion?
He said afterward it was sore, started to tighten up on him, and he tried to keep it loose in between innings, but I don't think it'll affect him going forward.
The Dodgers continue their series at Chase Field on Wednesday. Hyunjin Ryu will make the start.